Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Monday, my Rabbi Avram Goldai, and today Masechet Gittin, Daf Ein Tes, the 8th Perek Hazorik. The Zikud Masechet Gittin program has been generously sponsored with Zikud Nishmas Chai Hadas Bas Sender. So the three daps we're going to focus on, and when the next Mishnah states, I saw Omedes al Rosh Hagag, if the wife was standing on her rooftop, Bazarkula, and he threw the get up to her, Kaven she agil ha'avir agag, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, Arzma Gereshus, she's divorced. If he's on his roof and she's below in her chatzir, and he threw it towards her, she's divorced when it leaves the domain of the roof, even if it's destroyed before reaching her. The Gemara wonders how the get takes effect in the roof's airspace, Bahalo Mintar, but it's not guarded since the wind can blow it away before landing. Two answers are offered. Number one, Shmuel answers, Begag Sheyesho Ma'aka Askinan. We're discussing a roof which has a fence around it, and the get is guarded by the fence. Avimi answers, Hacha B'Pachas Mashloisha Samach L'Gag Askinan. We're discussing after the get reached within three tefachim above the roof, which takes effect because the Kol Pachas Mashloisha Samach L'Gag Gadami. Whatever is within three tefachim of the roof is like the roof. Regarding the second case of the Mishnah, Shmuel explains that the chatzir's walls are higher than the roof's walls, so the get is contained by the chatzir's walls when it leaves the roof's walls. Although regarding Shabbos, there is a machlokas if kuta kamisha hunchadamya, something contained in airspace, is considered like it has already landed, everyone agrees that a get takes effect in airspace, provided it's guarded there. Point number two, Abai says that where the wife's chatzir is surrounded by the husband's chatzir, whose walls extend higher than the inner chatzir, and he threw a get toward her chatzir, Kaven shehagila aver mechitzos hachitzona harzim agareshes. Once it reaches the airspace of the outer walls over her chatzir, she's divorced. He explains the inner chatzir itself is guarded by walls of the outer chatzir, affording her some rights to those walls. This contrasts with a box of hers inside a box of his, that a get is not valid even after it enters the inner box's airspace until it lands. Rashi explains that the walls of a utensil are not made to guard its airspace, but to contain items held in it. Although her box is inside his, which is like a buyer's utensil acquiring in the seller's property, which is a machlokas, the Gemara explains that the outer box has no bottom, so the inner box is directly on the ground. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, Poter Adam Ishto Beget Yoshan. A person may release his wife with an outdated get, but Beis Hillel forbids it. A get Yoshan is defined. Koshin Yizyachin Ma'achrish Ksavula. Anytime the husband was secluded with his wife after he wrote the get for her. The Gemara explains Beis Hillel's concern. Gezeres Shemi Yomru Gita Kodem Livna. There is a decree disqualifying a get Yoshan because otherwise people might say her get preceded her son. He might not divorce her until a long time after the writing, and if he is secluded with her in the interim, they may have relations and she may conceive and bear a child. Although in truth he divorced her afterwards, people will assume from the date written in the get that she was divorced then and the child was conceived out of wedlock. Shmuel is quoted as saying that if she already remarried based on a get yoshan, she does not have to be divorced from the second husband since the get is biblically valid. Alternatively, Shmuel said if she already received such a get, she is even permitted to remarry. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Haisa Omedes al Rosh Hagag, if the wife was standing on her rooftop, Bazarkula, and he threw the get up to her, Kaven Sheagil Avir Agag, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, Harza Magareshes, she is divorced. If he's on his roof and she's below in her chatzir, and he threw it towards her, she's divorced when it leaves the domain of the roof, even if it's destroyed before reaching her. The Gemara wonders how the get takes effect in the roof's airspace, Bahalo Mintar, but it's not guarded since the wind can blow it away before landing. Two answers are offered. Number one, Shmuel answers, Begag Sheyesho Ma'aka Askinan. We're discussing a roof which has a fence around it, and the get is guarded by the fence. Avimi answers, Hacha B'Pachas Mashloisha Samach L'Gag Askinan. We're discussing after the get reached within three tefachim above the roof, which takes effect because the Kol Pachas Mashloisha Samach L'Gag Gadami. Whatever is within three tefachim of the roof is like the roof. Regarding the second case of the Mishnah, Shmuel explains that the chatzir's walls are higher than the roof's walls, so the get is contained by the chatzir's walls when it leaves the roof's walls. Although regarding Shabbos, there is a machlokas if kuta kamisha hunchadamya, something contained in airspace, is considered like it has already landed, everyone agrees that a get takes effect in airspace, provided it's guarded there. Point number two, Abai says that where the wife's chatzir is surrounded by the husband's chatzir, whose walls extend higher than the inner chatzir, and he threw a get toward her chatzir, Kaven shehagila aver mechitzos hachitzona harzim agareshes. Once it reaches the airspace of the outer walls over her chatzir, she's divorced. He explains the inner chatzir itself is guarded by walls of the outer chatzir, affording her some rights to those walls. This contrasts with a box of hers inside a box of his, that a get is not valid even after it enters the inner box's airspace until it lands. Rashi explains that the walls of a utensil are not made to guard its airspace, but to contain items held in it. Although her box is inside his, which is like a buyer's utensil acquiring in the seller's property, which is a machlokas, the Gemara explains that the outer box has no bottom, so the inner box is directly on the ground. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, Potra Adam Ishto Beget Yoshan. A person may release his wife with an outdated get, but Beis Hillel forbids it. A get Yoshan is defined. Koshin Yizyachin Ma'achrish Ksavula. Anytime the husband was secluded with his wife after he wrote the get for her. The Gemara explains Beis Hillel's concern. Gezeres Shemi Yomru Get the Kodem Livna. There's a decree disqualifying a get Yoshan because otherwise people might say her get preceded her son. He might not divorce her until a long time after the writing, and if he is secluded with her in the interim, they may have relations and she may conceive and bear a child. Although in truth he divorced her afterwards, people will assume from the date written in the get that she was divorced then and the child was conceived out of wedlock. Shmuel is quoted as saying that if she already remarried based on a get yoshan, she does not have to be divorced from the second husband since the get is biblically valid. Alternatively, Shmuel said if she already received such a get, she is even permitted to remarry. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Ayin Tes, and our standard Siman is an 8, a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer who wrapped a get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chatzer surrounded by his chatzer and her box within his box, always made sure to use the get yashan when taking his shots. Once again, some motion. The sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill, that must be Ron Daf. Ein Tess, pen, 8. The sofer who wrapped a get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes al rosh hagag, if the wife was standing on a rooftop and her husband threw the get up to her, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, harza megareshes, she's divorced. If he's on the roof and she's below in the chatzer and he threw it towards her, she's divorced when it leaves the domain of the roof, even if it's destroyed before reaching her. So the sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chatzer surrounded by his chatzer and her box within his box, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the difference between throwing a get into her chatzer inside his chatzer versus inside her box inside his box. So the sofer wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chatzer surrounded by his chatzer and her box within his box, always made sure to use a get yashan when taking his shots, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, Potra Adam Ishto Beget Yoshan. A person may release his wife with an outdated get, but Beis Hillel forbids it. A get yoshan is a fine koshin yizyachini ma ma'akash ksavala. Any time that the husband was secluded with his wife after he wrote the get for her. The Gemara explains Beis Hillel's concern, Gezer Shem Yomer Get the Kodem Livna. There's a decree disqualifying a get yoshan because otherwise people might say her get preceded her son. So once again, the sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chatzer surrounded by his chatzer and her box within his box, always made sure to use a get yashan when taking his shots. Alright, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Hazar. Daf Ein Hey. So the Simmer Daf Ein Hey is an Amma Arts. So here goes. The Amma Arts, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Hey. The Amma Haaretz and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, which reminds us, the previous daf quoted in the Mishnah said that initially one who bought a home in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, which the seller may redeem for a year, would hide on the final day to prevent the seller from redeeming it. Hillel Hazakan enacted that the seller can place redemption money in a designated chamber and repossess his home, and the buyer can retrieve his money when he wishes. Rava deduced that without Hillel's takana, the seller could not make the payment against the buyer's will. This indicates that generally, nesina bal korche will have yenesina. Giving something to a person against his will is not considered giving. Therefore, if a get was given on condition that the wife pays 200 zuz, she can only pay with his consent but cannot force him. A papa rejects Rava's proof. So the Amma Arts and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, which reminds us, if one said, this is your get on condition that you return the paper to me, Megareshes, she's divorced. The Gemara asks, how is she divorced if the get will only take effect once it leaves her possession? And brings a Merayim who has 3 disqualifications of the condition which allow the divorce to take effect without its fulfillment. Either the Tanai was not kafu, it wasn't doubled, the Maisa was before the Tanai, or it was a case of a Tanai Maisa Bedavar Echad. Both the condition and the act involved the same item, referring to the get. So the Amarats and the green beggar without senses, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband given on condition his wife returned the paper to him, or how a woman divorced on condition she nursed the son fulfilled her condition only after one day, which reminds us. The next mission states, if one said, this is your get on condition that you nurse my son, she must nurse him for 2 years according to the Tanakama, or 18 months according to Rabbi Yehuda to fulfill the condition. Rashi adds that the service of the father is until he dies. If the son or father died before the condition was completed, the get is valid since the service isn't needed. Our Mishnah contradicts a brisa which teaches that a single day is sufficient to fulfill the condition. Rav Chisda answers, the brisa is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who interprets conditions leniently. Two other opinions are brought to explain the brisa. Daf Ein Vav, so the Simmer Daf Ein Vav is an IV. So here goes. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, this is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died. So once again, it's a motion. The poor wife on the green IV, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, which reminds the Gemara discusses what if a husband makes one condition before two edim, and then makes a different condition before other edim. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that if one says, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, and he was constantly going and coming since he was not alone with her, it's a valid get. The Gemara wonders why the get is valid since he didn't leave her presence for 30 days, and it brings two different explanations. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, this is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, if one says, Har zikitech im lobasi mekanva ad yud beis chodesh, this is your get if I have not returned in 12 months, and he died within the 12 months, it's not a valid get since it takes effect after his death. But if he said it should take effect from now if he does not return, it is effective even if he dies during the 12 months. Daf Ein Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The green goat, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Zayin, aze. The green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, Hazorik get le'ishta, one who throws a get to his wife, v'hi betok beso betok chatzera, and she was in her house, or her courtyard, hides a magaresha, she's divorced, when it lands on her property, even without reaching her hand. A brisa provides a source from a pasuk in Nosim b'yoda, and he shall place the get in her hand. Ainli ela yoda, I would only know placing it in her hand affects divorce. Gaga chatzera b'karfei from a nine, from where do I know that placing in her roof, her courtyard, or her enclosure is also sufficient? Talmud lomar v'nasan mikomakom. Therefore the Torah says, and he places, teaching the get takes effect anywhere in her domain. A similar drush is made regarding a thief, and the Gemara explains why both drushes are needed. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, which reminds us, the Gemara is how a woman takes possession of a get with her chatzer, masha kansa isha kana bala. Whatever the woman acquires, the husband acquires. Since the husband retains rights in his wife's property, the get doesn't fully leave his domain by entering her chatzer. Two answers are offered, the second one being by Rav, who says, gita v'chatzera ban ke'echot, her get and her chatzer come simultaneously, meaning the possession of the get and her exclusive ownership of her chatzer, which enables possessing the get, occur simultaneously. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, even though she was away on vacation in Tveria, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that placing the get in her chatzer affects divorce. Ula says, "V'hishol medes b'tzad beisa b'tzad chatzera." This applies only if she's standing near her house or her chatzer. Rabbi Oshia says, "Afili b'Tveria b'chatzera b'tzipori." Even if she's in Tveria and her chatzer is in Tzipori, or the reverse, she is divorced. Daf Ein Ches. So the Simmer Daf Ein Ches is someone going ach. So here goes. The frustrated husband held up a green och sign. Och. That must be more on Daf Ein Ches. Och. The frustrated husband held up a green ugh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here is your get," which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Amar lo kinsi shtar chov zeh. If a husband told his wife, "Accept this document of debt," or she found a document behind him and she reads it and behold, it's her get, it's not a valid get until he tells her, "Here is your get." The Gemara further clarifies the parameters of this case. So the frustrated husband held up a green ugh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here is your get," and then held it up again when he threw it to her in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and it landed closer to him, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Haisa omenes Rosh Hashanah Rabim v'zarkula, if she was standing in a Rosh Hashanah Rabim and he threw the get to her, karavla megareshes, if it landed close to her, she's divorced. Karavlo ain't a megareshes, if it landed close to him, she's not divorced. If it was halfway, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt. The same applies to a thrown kedushin or payment of a debt. Different opinions are given regarding what defines close to her, close to him, and halfway. So the frustrated husband who held up a green ugh sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here's your get," and then held it up again when he threw it to her in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and it landed closer to him, didn't realize he was going to strike out a third time when he attached a string to the get he gave to her that he could pull towards him, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, that if the get's in her hand, but a string attached to it is in his hand, if he can pull the get and bring it to himself, she's not divorced. But if he cannot, because she's tightly gripping it, or because the string would snap, she is divorced. The reason she's not divorced when he can pull the get away is, bein krisus v'leika, we need a complete severance for divorce, and it's lacking where he can retake the get. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you learn from the pasuk v'nasim b'yada that a woman possesses a get when it's thrown into her chatzer? That's on daf. Ein zayin. Good, number two. Which daf do you, the case of the get is in her hand, but a string attached to it is in her husband's hands and he can pull it towards himself? That's on daf. Ein ches. Good. Number three. Which daf do you, the case of a husband throwing a get into the airspace of the roof or chatzer where his wife is standing? That's on daf. Ein tes. Good. Number four. Which daf do you learn why a get given on condition that the wife return the paper to the husband is a valid get? That's on daf. Ein hey. Good. Number five. Which daf do you learn when a get takes effect if it was given on condition the wife gives money? That's on daf. Ein dal. Good. Number six. Which daf you learn about a get yashan? That's on daf. Ein tes. Good. Number seven. Which daf you learn when a husband throws a get into the chatzer, both the get and the chatzer come into possession simultaneously? That's on daf. Ein zayin. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we milk because if the woman must be near her chatzer for the get to take effect? That's on daf. Ein zayin. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we discuss what the halacha is if the husband forgives the condition of giving 200 zuz? That's on daf. Ein dal. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we discuss the difference between throwing a get into a chatzer inside a chatzer versus a box within a box? That's on daf. Ein tes. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.